Yusuf's here.
And Chenoa.
And this is...
In-Flight Entertainment.
Hey, y'all. How's everyone in podcast land?
Hi, guys.
All right. So, we are going to bring forth the rhythm of the rhyme with this violent movie called...
Mile 22.
Yeah, that sucked up pretty well. That's awesome. We did not practice this, y'all. We just off the dome. That's how much me and Jenna was sink.
We're naturals.
Yeah, we're the water. Yeah. The Wonder Twins activate.
And so we are reviewing this to determine whether or not it is a good airplane movie.
Okay.
You can follow the story.
Yeah.
With interruptions.
You can totally follow this story.
If it's loud on the plane, that you're, you know, won't miss any important
dialogue. A lot of stuff blowing up, a lot of explosions, a lot of gunfire.
Well, okay. I mean, what's the synopsis?
Why
is it
besides,
so many things?
It's a Call of Duty movie, but go ahead.
Is it a Call of Duty?
I mean, it's whatever. Just a lot of shooting,
Duty.
Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
So the movie is about an elite American intelligence officer aided by a top secret tactical command unit tries to smuggle a mysterious police officer with sensitive information out of Indonesia. And it has Marky Mark. For those that don't
AKA
know who,
Dirk Diggler.
Know who that is, that it's Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has an Indonesian actor, Iko Uwais.
Who is amazing,
dude?
If you did not see The Raid or The Raid 2, selling yourself short.
He needs to come over to the U.S.
I was telling Jenna he need to be in a Fast and Furious film just to like bring him into the American fold.
Right,
the family. Exactly. Who else is in there? Who else is in this movie?
Oh, we have John Malkovich as Mother.
Keep forgetting. Malkovich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And the Walking Dead woman. What's her name? Lauren Cohen.
Lauren Cohen.
Cohen. Yes.
Yeah.
She's in there also. Yes.
But, I mean, it has a fun cast.
Yes. Definitely.
There's some other people in there we don't really care
but the main people you're going to see are these folks that Jenna highlighted as far as the cast.
Yeah, those are the most important
people. Yeah, the most important people, yes. That you'd be like, oh, snap, he's in there. Oh, snap, she's in there.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, it was cool. A lot of stuff blowing up.
A lot of gunplay,
but the fellow was...
Holy crap.
I need to...
Dude,
what's his name again?
The Iko Uwais.
Oh,
the fight scenes choreographed for him are fucking beautiful.
Mm.
I mean...
Yes,
pure,
yes. Beautifully violent. It's like a ballet of just violence and gunplay. And, yeah.
There's a scene in the hospital where he's... chained, handcuffed to the bed, and two people attack him, and he just...
Yeah. And then, like, two more come in the room trying to kill him. Yeah, and he just do his thing.
Also, he's in his underwear when he's doing it. He has a fantastic
body. So ladies that want to see some glistening Indonesian martial artists, boom, there you go. You're welcome.
Yeah, it was... I mean, it's a fantastic airplane movie.
Yes, exactly.
Although, there's some bloody scenes. Definitely, like, some of the fight scenes, I'm sure my neighbor was like, my seat neighbor on the plane, because I did watch it on the plane, was like, why does she keep flinching and looking away from her phone?
Okay, so the in-flight movie cast verse.
Want
to know your experience watching this particular movie. So you actually seen it on the plane. Give us the play-by-play of the Mile 22 in-flight movie experience.
Well, so I was flying from Seattle to L.A., and the movie is 1 hour and 30 minutes long.
Yeah, this is like an hour and a half.
Yeah, and it was the perfect like length of film for that flight. So, in that aspect, it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I was definitely interrupted by the flight attendant a couple times during watching it, and I did not miss a single beat in the movie, which is fantastic.
Yes.
And there's no real deep dialogue, so with the loud ambient noise of an
airplane.
Unless
you want to hear Marky Mark talk really fast
Oh my God, his monologues. Yeah. Oh yeah, yes. Yeah. Every scene with him, it's like he's on speed.
Yeah, but he have to snap himself back to his normal speed with rubber band on his wrist.
Right. Yes. So he doesn't go faster than all the people around him.
Yes, exactly.
I do have whatever. Fucking spoilers.
Yeah, spoiler alert. I mean, even though it doesn't matter.
If you haven't figured out we're going to spoil shit for you, then sure. What's wrong?
Yeah, what's wrong with y'all?
Okay, anyways. There is a nice little twist to the end of the movie that I wasn't... for some reason, I didn't see that coming.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Speak upon it, because I have some opinions on this one. Go ahead.
I knew there's definitely the Indonesian actor Aiko, in the movie. His character's name is Lee, so really being creative with names there. He's given a lie detector test.
Right.
And they keep doing close-ups of his hands where it's obviously that he's meditating. And anyone that has meditated before, there is a way to keep your heart steady at a specific heartbeat if you're very good at meditation. And it was obvious that he was doing that during the lie detector test. So I figured something was up at that point. But then I got so into the action and the fighting that I thoroughly enjoyed.
What you got for me? What you got?
Lauren Cohen's character, Alice Kerr, is going through a divorce. Oh my God, they have this awesome technology that prevents the people from cussing at each other. Like, if you're on a video feed with whoever you're going through
like
a divorce
the wizard
with.
App or something like that.
The wizard. I know so many people that need this, that have their exes.
I know someone who needs that.
Who? Are you
someone?
Looking, are you looking at Chrissy?
That needs to have that? From the constant swearing.
Whatever. Constant swearing is okay, but when you're going through a divorce, you should not be sending your ex nasty emails. And so Wizard does protect. I know people going through divorces that they need this app to prevent their exes from sending very angry and horrible emails.
Yeah,
because you stop reading emails.
Yeah,
and then when you show up to court, the judges is like, why didn't you read the email? Because I didn't want to be bombarded with fucking things telling me what a horrible person I am.
True.
So I did like the wizard technology. I don't know if that's a real thing or not, but I got very excited about
the technology.
Random. Had nothing to do with the movie at all, but it brought me joy.
Yeah.
And that this thing could maybe possibly be outside there. I cuss a lot, so maybe I don't cuss in my work emails. I edit that out.
Okay. Do you say filth, fart, filth?
Frack? No.
Right. Oh, my Starbucks is Battlestar Galactica. What the fracking is going on? Cool. Marky Mark did his thing as always,
honestly, like, because he was speaking so quickly during the movie, I didn't feel like he was his typical Marky Mark Wahlberg character. Mm-hmm. It was slightly different, so I actually appreciated him being on speed throughout the movie. Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for him to say drug free, so put the crack up. Because he was, like, talking so fast, you know. Donnie D's on the backup. And then, like, his brother pop up with, you know, AR, you know, 15 and, you know, shoot some people. But that was my fantasy of this film as I watched it. But, you know, the reality of it was, like you were saying before we got on this podcast, that it was an attempt to merge... You know, the
U.S. culture with appealing to the larger Asian
exactly
market.
And plus like the distribution, right?
Yeah.
I know it was a lot when you look at the beginning of the movie companies, you see I guess an American and then like maybe three Chinese distribution companies. So it was like, okay, we're gonna merge. We got Marky Mark, and then we have like one of the biggest Indonesian martial arts star.
Dude, he's so fucking awesome. I need to go. I don't care if they're not in English. I need to go look at his other movies.
The Raid 2. Is he in The Night Comes For Us? Because I need to watch
yes,
that
Yes, he
also.
Is The Night Comes For
okay,
Us.
Okay, I need to see The Night Comes For Us. Kyle, I heard that was just bloody brilliant. Like, literally, bloody
Dude, brilliant. He's in some movie called Headshot. I need to see
I seen Headshot. Yes, I seen that when I was flying to Cleveland one year.
He's in Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
What the hell was he in The Force Awakens?
Razu Quinfi. I don't remember.
He must have been a stormtrooper, because I would have known him if I'd seen him.
Well, he's probably not doing martial arts in Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Wasted talent.
I'm not familiar with The Raid.
You didn't see The Raid?
I didn't see The Raid.
Okay, all right, Jenna, you need to watch The Raid in The Raid 2. Actually, I like The Raid 2 a little better, but The Raid and The Raid 2, that's what hit me to this guy.
Oh.
I was like, wow, this dude is amazing.
I just, after watching A Star Is Born, I just needed some nice...
That's why you needed to watch The Raid.
Some nice visual mental candy, like Mile 22.
Okay, yeah. Him in the Speedos killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah, boom.
It appealed to me on very many levels. It had beautiful choreography.
Yeah. Okay, well, one issue coming from an editor's standpoint, I wish the action sequences could have been a little more cohesive far as the editing of the action, because sometimes some films, especially some action films, fall into this trap of maybe they set up two handhelds, a couple, you know, from the top, and they just don't know how to splice it together to the point where it punches in on the punch, it close up on the flip, and then it insert on the stab or whatever, but it don't really show you the fluidity of the action. It's just like
cut.
Right. Yeah. It's, you know how old school, like how the Jackie Chan movies, they're more like just
widescreen.
Like wide, and you see the action. You really see how they actually...
Right, because they were actually doing everything. Yeah.
Right, but like the close quarters, I think the Bourne trilogy is the fault with that one.
Some of the Bourne trilogy cutting, because they were doing so much motion, was actually giving me motion sickness, because it was too much editing there. Yeah,
because I think they put maybe like 4 or 5 cameras just on the action and just know how to punch in on certain hits and things like that.
But I feel like in the hospital scene, there wasn't too much of that. It was pretty fluid.
Actually, that was the only scene that I was like, okay, this is pretty cohesive as far as the editing of it. Like, I actually seen like how, you know, the person was flung over here, and how he actually delivered the stab there.
It was seen in the building, in the apartment complex hallway with the editing. Yes.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's a little too choppy. I don't know, maybe...
But they were trying to ramp, at least from my perspective, not having a film degree or anything, just watching way too many movies. I felt that at the beginning when they first show him fighting, it was sort of your first introduction to, yes, he is actually battle ready.
Yeah, totally.
When you get to that part of the movie when they're in the building and the hallways fighting, they keep ramping up the energy. And so I felt the editing there was contributing to... like the energy and people falling apart and dying on their team. It wasn't bothering me.
No. Oh, well, that's me. I mean, I'm...
I know. He's a snob, Gus.
Yeah. I'm just a snob. Like, you have to cut away like that. I'll just give a couple of beats on that one. Come on. maybe because, you know, like with the Jackie Chan films, and even, I honestly, I'm gonna say this right now, the best action or like a fighting I would say that I've seen was Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Ang Lee had such an amazing way of giving you the space of seeing how these opponents are squared up. And it's almost like a ballet play with the swords.
So that felt like more of dancing to me than actual battle. So what I liked about Mile 22 is that it felt like people were actually being hurt.
Watch The Raid.
Okay.
Because the raid was edited a lot better than this. Okay. I mean, it was brutal. It was a lot more brutal than Mile 22. But the editing, it wasn't choppy. It wasn't choppy to the point where the continuity of the environment you were in where they were fighting was so, like,
you weren't being disjointed. Pulled out of it.
Yeah, to the point where it was like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Right.
It was just like, boom, 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 whoop. Flip, throw.
Yeah.
It's like you appreciate the stunt of, like, you appreciate the choreography of the violence.
Right.
Then just the close quarter. Okay. You know. Actually, I would take that back. The Bourne Ultimatum to me was the best of the three as far as showcasing
the fight.
The editing. Actually, I would say the editing of it. It was really good.
Which one was that one?
The Bourne Ultimatum, when he was finally in New York and like the
cars.
He was back in New York, whatever.
Yeah, it was the second one that gave me motion sickness.
The second was just the director Paul Greengrass.
Right in your face for people that can't see what's right here.
Exactly.
I really liked the first one. I liked the second one. It was a nice. I mean, story-wise, it continued the narrative from the second one, but the fighting was better done.
If you like this dude,
I'm going to counter your movies with the first season of Daredevil. The choreography of the fighting scene in the hallway.
Yes. I give it to you.
Thank you.
No, because I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. And actually, did you see the third season, the prison breakout?
I have not seen that yet.
That's another one. I think people acknowledge that hallway scene. It was like, oh shit, how can we amp this one up?
Right.
It was a prison breakout scene in the third season of Brendan.
Also, the fighting in Atomic Blonde in the staircase.
Stop. You had, like, anything. Charlize Theron could throw jelly beans at people, and I'm like, this is the most amazing action scene ever.
I'm sure we're missing a lot of cool fighting
scenes. But those, that's a podcast. We should be like the awesome fighting scenes.
Those are the ones that come to my mind.
No, Atomic Blonde, that staircase, that one take, I'm going to say that in quotes because I actually spotted the transitions
with some of the
throws and toss that it could have been a wipe as a transition to the next fighting scene. But it was set up to be like a one take in quotes.
Yeah, no, that wasn't one take.
No, it wasn't one take. I like to say, a stunt woman definitely plunged down those stairs. It wasn't Charlize. It was too much insurance on her to be like, oh, yeah, just plunge down three flights of stairs. That's fine.
Right.
Definitely. A lot of fight scenes. But I definitely like the Kaiser. I like the Kaiser Soze element of Mile 22's ending, like you said.
Yes.
It looks like it could be a setup for a sequel, which is not going to happen because I don't think Mile 22.
I don't think it did well at all at the box office.
No.
But maybe it did very well outside of the U.S. Let's see what the internets say.
Yeah. Ronda Rousey did her thing up to the. It was funny.
Oh, the budget for the movie was $35 million and it only made $14 million.
Really?
Worldwide.
What? Yeah. Worldwide? Wait a minute, China didn't even get in on this one?
It made 13.7 in the U.S., so outside of the U.S. Maybe it was because they portrayed the Asian folks as bad guys? I don't know. Maybe there's too much focus on Marky Mark? I don't know. Like, I feel like they really could have amped up Ico Oasis.
Yeah, I mean, it was so many things I think they should have done. To amp this movie up. It was, like you say, it was a good, like, satisfactory.
It was a good hour and a half. Mind candy.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was good. And
didn't require any heavy thinking.
Honestly, I didn't know why John Malkovich was in this movie.
It was a bit of a surprise when I saw him. He stepped on scene. I was like,
like, what?
Who cast him? He agreed to do this.
Yeah, and throughout the whole movie, I'm like, why is he even in here? Only thing he's doing is just saying,
right,
go here,
right,
go there.
I mean,
hold, don't go. go.
I bet he never really acted or like spoke to any of the actors. It was just sort of him in a room saying lines.
Yeah. I think the producers and it was like, look, we have John Malkovich, but we're gonna have him for like 2 days. How can we get him in here? Okay, we just have him as
He was controlling, he was mission control. Yeah.
So we just have him just say some lines, you know, and then it's good.
Right.
So yeah. When I was watching, I'm like, why is he even? Honestly, we really don't need him anymore.
Right. I mean, this felt like a ripoff of the Bourne series, sort of.
And then
I mean, at least from the books, and that Marky Mark's character has no family and blah blah blah.
Exactly. Yeah, and
he remembers his background, but he's gifted or special.
And
or
you
whatever.
Know what? I thought that they were going to pay off his tragic past. Yeah. Remember, like he got into an accident, his parents died.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought it was going to be like someone orchestrated the accident. With his parents died, and he lived.
You were way too overthinking this. Yeah. I was just like, yeah, this is the first page of a book that's ripping off the porn series. Yeah.
And also, the whole, like, oh, get him to the plane. It reminded me of The Gauntlet, you know, with Clint Eastwood. And the movie, I'm going to say 8 blocks or 12 blocks or 14 blocks. With Mos Def and Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Which is very, very entertaining movie.
Oh,
yeah.
I love
that. Yeah, I would say it reminded me more of that movie than the Clint Eastwood, because I don't know.
Actually, the Mos Def Bruce Willis movie was the remake of The Gauntlet. Yeah, the Clint Eastwood, Sandra Locke movie.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know. Oh, wait, wow. Didn't see The Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, this is kind of like, I can see, get the suspect to the destination at a certain time, whatever, without not like killing them. And all the adventures happens between the point of leaving to the point of, you know, destination.
Right.
You know, that's for us. I was like, okay, I get it. Whatever.
Yusuf and I just did A Star Is Born, so this is top of mind for me. I do have to say the narrative in Mile 22 made way more sense and continuity than A Fucking Star Is Born to me, and that there was a clear beginning and end, and the story continued throughout in a timely manner, and you had however many minutes to go the 22 miles.
Yeah, 22 miles, exactly.
Yeah,
but then again, you wouldn't have had Allie busting out, why are you doing that?
Sorry, guys. Fucking nose fetishes.
Oh, goodness. Well, she had a nice nose. Whatever. Yeah, it's fine. look, fetishes are fetishes. Whatever.
Right.
You know, whatever floats your boat.
Whatever gets you off.
Exactly. But Mile 22 definitely is a good plane.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic plane movie.
Watch it
on a small screen because it is a little, there's some bloody scenes, people being stabbed in the throat and shot in the head and stuff.
Yeah.
It's easier to deal with on a smaller screen.
Let me ask you this, spoilers. All right, so I'm going to ask you this. So when the plane took off, what do you think happened to did Lauren Corn like die on that plane?
He had the gun. He killed her. You hear you can hear the people on the radio saying that the plane has been hijacked. So I think everyone on the plane has been killed, and he's flying the plane to Russia.
That sucks. I mean, she was getting over a divorce, and she was
getting to go see her kid,
and she killed that big Arab dude.
She was gonna go get to make cupcakes for her daughter.
That sucks. Boo, filmmakers. I mean,
unless, like, he saw in her something that he felt that he could convert to being a Russian spy?
Nah.
Yeah, she's dead.
See, Marky Mark, you're supposed to protect your team.
Ugh.
Instead of having your shirtless overalls. Oh, did he wear overalls or good vibrations? And Ben's pressing bricks. You know, you should have been protecting your team. And stop snapping your damn wristband. Rubber band on your wrist. Damn it. Yeah, it's fun. It's set up to a sequel, but that's not going to happen. So it's
it didn't even recoup the expenses, so.
Yeah, because the studio STX, I heard they went under.
See. There you go.
Because they released this, they released the Melissa McCarthy puppet movie, which bombed.
Oh, right. Yeah, I had no desire to see that one.
Yeah, they released.
Please don't make me.
I seen Ken. I mean, Ken had a lot of good ideas, but just fell flat.
Ken,
yeah.
I don't remember that movie.
It's like this this young boy, you know, this little black boy found like an alien gun, and so like other aliens is looking for like the gun, and I think Michael B. Jordan is executive producer or something like that.
Okay, I'll go look at it.
Yeah, I think I got it. I mean, Zoe Kravitz is in there, so it's worth to me. It's worth the look because Zoe Kravitz is in it. Anyway. So, I digress.
Right. So, I hope that Iko Uwais, I'm sure I'm saying his name wrong, but whatever.
He's an amazing, dude. I swear.
I hope he gets more films.
You need to see The Raid. You need to see The Raid 2. You need to educate yourself on this talented man here.
I will go watch both of those.
He is a revelation. Yes. And I think The Night Come For Us. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
Because I heard Night Come For Us is pretty bloody and pretty awesome.
But for Mile 22, definitely, like, you know what?
Yeah.
It's available on the United Airlines
just watch
app.
It. Yeah.
You can watch it
yeah,
when
don't,
you're
don't
somewhere.
Think. Just watch Marky Mark do his thing and kill people. And,
yeah. Talk fast.
Yeah.
Watch some nice choreography for fighting.
Yeah.
Watch Ronda Rousey.
Do I know, stuff.
She doesn't really fight at all, which is surprising, but she does.
She shoot people.
She's shooting people, but she has no hand-to-hand combat.
No. So
movie.
Don't expect her to be, you know, on some UFC
right, and,
stuff.
And she was actually perfectly fine.
Yeah. For the time she served her purpose.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, I like I said, it wasn't... I mean... It's not a great... the movie is what it is.
It's never going to win an Oscar.
It's never going to win an Oscar. So when you watch this film, just appreciate it for what it is. It's mindless action.
It's only has 6 stars on IMDb.
Yeah. I mean, if you just want to watch stuff blow up, you want to see Marky Mark shoot people, I mean, yeah. I mean, what else you want? It delivers on that alone.
Let's see what my Rotten Tomatoes has to say about it. It's only 90 minutes long, guys. I mean, that's the perfect length.
Oh, totally.
Oh my God.
Well, sorry. What's like 20%?
That's 23%.
23? Oh, damn. I wasn't off from the mark.
The audience score is 45%.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing. When you go into a Marky Mark movie, like, you kind of know what you get into, so.
Yeah, just like a Fast and Furious movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting into. Like the new one, you know. You gotta have cars with submarines. You're gonna have Charlize Theron and cornrows, which I love. It's not too shabby. She definitely rocked that look. Bo Derek style. Shout out to Charlize. African sister, South Africa. Woo, 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 woo. Anyway. So, but yeah. So, Mile 22, if you want some mindless fun, that's the place to go.
Right? There you go. Yes. Okay, go. So, you can find us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
In-Flight Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
SoundCloud.
Yep.
One day iTunes.
iTunes, yep.
And yeah, if you look hard enough, you can find us other places.
Yep. And if anyone want to see some awesome, an awesome dog and cat in particular, where can they go?
Island Girl 200.
Yes, they're awesome. Heidi and Shadow, shout out. I'm at infinitevisionfilms.com. iVision Films on Twitter and Infinite Vision Films on Instagram, on the gram. As y'all millennials call it. Cool. So until then, we bid you guys safe travels and
peace.
Peace.